Hey y'all, this is Qua with Only the Guilty Gets Offended. How are y'all? Yes. I mean, I don't even know. Like, I can only imagine how you guys are doing based on what I'm feeling and what I've been experiencing with everything that's going on with the coronavirus and, you know, being on lockdown and being shut in and quarantined. And yeah, so I just wanted to come on here and say a few words. It's just me. So I'll be just, you know, saying a little bit, trying to give you guys some encouragement. I want to ask you guys, you know, to pray, and I'll be, you know, finishing off with a little bit of prayer and just trying to, you know, leave you guys in a good place. But first, I wanted to talk a little bit about me and exactly how I've been doing. And to be honest, I was doing all right. You know, it just has depended on the day. I was okay. And then, you know, I began to panic a little bit when it started to, you know, hit closer to home. My school was ended. We was about to go on spring break for the semester for whatever. I don't know. We was going on spring break. Before we ended up going on spring break, they basically tell us that we're not going to be returning because of the corona and them wanting to limit the spread of it and with people traveling and all of that stuff for spring break. So we also found out that when we do return, we will have to be online for the remainder of the semester. So that kind of got me a little bit anxious because of the fact that I have an internship and there's only, you know, a certain amount of hours. And if we don't fulfill those hours, you know, we don't pass and we can't graduate. So, but, you know, just all different kind of thoughts begin to go through my head. And then the fact that I am a healthcare worker, I am a nurse, I work in a prison, and I've been working in the prison for over 2 years. So, you know, this is the maybe third winter that I've worked there. And even with small things like, you know, colds, I mean, well, you know, more so the flu and that kind of thing, like stuff in the prison is spreads, like it's not a cleanly place. So like that actually me going into work, like, is just all building up my anxiety. So I just want to fast forward a little bit. I did end up going to work. Now, because I'm a full-time student, I basically work 2 to 3 days a week, and I usually do doubles on the days that I work. So I ended up having to go to work, and no one as of then when I was at work had gotten, there weren't any confirmed cases for any of the staff members or any of the inmates that were, you know, at my prison. So I was okay, you know, just staying prayed up, going into work, you know, washing my hands, using gloves, wiping down everything every so often, just making sure I'm cleaning the phones, cleaning the surfaces, just, you know, and just, but I think that being around others and listening to the news and just, I just want to encourage you guys to guard your thoughts. Guard what you choose to receive and listen to, because I was really, really fine. And then talking to others and I just started to become engulfed in this panic and this worry. And I'm not blaming other people, because, but it's just, it's energy, like it's transferable. So we have to be mindful as to what we're putting out. And, you know, the majority of everyone is nervous, not to mention the fact that my phone broke. So then I had to go to like a Sprint store in like West Springfield. They were just letting anybody in. So I refused to go in the store, but then I didn't have a phone. So even with that, so like, you know, I just been being real. I've been getting real try in all of this corona stuff. And I've been doing my best to try to be at peace and to focus on God gotten to just focus on the silver linings in this, and the fact that, you know, people are helping each other, and people are showing up for each other, and we're trying to be there for each other. And you know, unfortunately, it took this pandemic to come into effect for us to actually get a chance to slow down. But, you know, God has a way of doing things. And I was just thinking about this, that, you know, just how God uses all different kind of things to heal and to get what he wants to be done. And we don't know what the purpose for this is. But I know that at this time, it's a chance we have time and slow down. He probably wants us to focus on him. He probably wants us to turn back to him. Not probably, he does. And I'm going to say it for real, for real. He wants us to turn back to him. He wants to finally get that relationship with him. He wants us to focus on him and to put him first. And, you know, now is the time. People usually turn to God when there's a crisis. People like to pray when they're in crisis. And look at what happened. You know, we all are praying and looking up to a higher power to find the comfort. And that's what he wants. And he doesn't want it to go away after, you know, Corona goes away and, you know, this is behind us, because I believe that our world will never be the same. I believe that moving forward, that our world is going to be completely different. I'm not sure in how many ways, but I just believe that our world will never be the same. So like I said, just about guarding your mind, guarding your thoughts, and just being mindful of what you're listening to, how often you're reading the news. Be mindful of, you know, sharing sites, you know, articles. Some may or may not be true. I know my mother-in-law called me and said that, you know, they were spraying Hartford down for the coronavirus. They were spraying the air, and then that ended up being false. And just rise above the noise. Just rise above the noise and focus and take this time and love your loved ones and really just spend time with the ones that matter. And 'cause we just don't know. So what we do know that is that no matter what, Jesus is victorious and he wins in the end. So Jesus is in me, and that means that I'm a winner. And if Jesus is in you, you are a winner too. So we are victorious and we have nothing to worry about. And we just have to remember that. Don't let the fear and the doubt to creep in. Remember who you are. Remember to be a light in this time. Try to be strong and try to remember and stay grounded in who and knowing who you are and knowing that and try to stay planted like a tree. As a tree, you know, when it's a storm, when it's a flood, no matter what's going on the outside, you're planted and you're grounded and you're okay. You know, and that's where we have to remember to be in. And that's why I just wanted to come on here and just say a few words to you guys, just because, you know, we need each other. And I believe that if I can help anyone just from speaking some life into them, then I shall do so. So, but I just wanted to encourage you guys to remember who you are, to stay grounded, to pray, meditate, whatever, you know, ways, you outlets that you use, take care of yourself. You know, I'm a person, I have anxiety, and that it comes in different forms. And I know that when my anxiety is kicking in, that means that I know that I'm not connected to God. And that means that I know that I need to get in my word and I need to get connected and I need to hear something from my Father, you know? So that's how I was feeling. And, you know, yesterday was amazing. It was Sunday. I actually got to go to church in Los Angeles, Tulsa, Oklahoma. I went to church in my own neighborhood, you know? So I just was watching all the virtual, you know, online episodes, and it was lit. And, you know, I was spiritually full, spiritually fed. And that's important to me, because when I'm not, I know what I'm lacking. I know what I'm missing. And I can't allow my flesh to take over my body. So I have to be, you know, nourished spiritually. And I believe the way to do that is by hearing God's word and talking to him and spending time with him. So on that note, I just wanted to send you guys love and light. I want to end with a little bit of prayer. So let's begin. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. Lord, I ask that you keep us in this time, Lord. I ask that you cover us. I ask that you give us comfort, Lord. And I ask that you give us peace. Lord, we invite you into our homes. We invite you into our lives. And we ask that in this moment that you show us what we need to learn in this season. What is it that you want us to do in this season? Not what's on our own agenda, but what it is that you want us to do in this season, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask that you guide us, Lord. We ask that you keep us, Lord. We ask that for the people who are confirmed and positive with coronavirus, that you take care of them, Lord, and you heal them. And we ask that you cover them. You heal the ones who don't even know that they have the virus, Lord. Lord, we ask that you cover us all, Lord, and you unite us, Lord, and you bring us together, Lord. We ask that you do what only you can do. We not know, but you do. And we don't need to know, but you do. And so I just ask that you lead us, Lord, and that you be in control, and that we let us allow you to do what you are supposed to do, Lord. I don't want to be in control anymore, Heavenly Father, because I know that when I'm in control, I can't do it and that I do it wrong. So I ask that you, Lord, you lead me, Lord. You show me and reveal to me what it is that you want me to do and learn in this season, Lord. If it's just spending time with you, let it be so. If it's to reach out to others, let it be so. I'm not sure, Lord. I just ask that you use me and allow me to be your vessel, Lord, and allow me to speak life into your people, Lord. Allow me to love on your people, Lord. Whatever it is that you need me to do, Lord, I just ask that you use me, Lord, in whatever way. Lord, whoever's listening to this, I'm not sure if it's now or it may be in the future, but I just ask that you give them comfort, Heavenly Father. And I ask that you wrap your arms around them and fill them in love. Lord, show them how much you love them, Lord. Show them how important they are to you and how special they are, Heavenly Father. Remind them of who they are in you, Jesus. And that's pretty much it, Lord. I don't have any more requests. So in Jesus' name, amen. So yeah, you guys, prayer for me much is a lot of speaking and just whatever I'm led to say during the Holy Spirit. So, you know, I try not to just focus on looking a certain way and being a certain way and just allowing whatever is supposed to happen when, you know, I'm in tune with my Father to just happen. So, you know, I'm sending you guys, as I said, love, light, prayers, just love, light, and prayers. I ask that you guys, I just want to send you guys just love, light, and prayers, and as much love and light as I could possibly muster up. Whoever is listening to this, I just hope that you are just knocked over with love and light that I'm sending you. And I'm going to take a couple moments of silence and just send that and just send that to you guys. And we're going to end on that. So I love you guys. Alrighty, catch you on the next episode.